Okay, so last week Akiva Prager asked me the following question. There is a new app called the All Parsha app from the OU, and it has a lot of wonderful Parsha Shiurim, and one of the things that they do is that every day you can listen to Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum on the Parsha. Someone will read Chumash and Rashi to you. It's Rashi or Targum? Rashi, I assume, right? Someone will read Chumash and Rashi to you on one Aliyah a day, each day. So it's a very, with all of these apps, you know, the advantage of being able to have Torah on your phone is not so that you can sit in the Beis Medrash with your phone. Your phone shouldn't be anywhere near the Beis Medrash, right? It's so that you can, when you're driving and you're moving around, and you otherwise wouldn't be able to learn, so that you could bring Torah with you. So someone who listens to Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum on the app every single day, on their commute to work, are they Yotze Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum by listening without looking into a Chumash? So I thought that was an interesting question, and let's analyze a little bit what might be behind the answer to that question. The Pasuk in the Torah tells us, Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael, and the Levush has a remez that Ve'ele Shemos is in the Trika, in the Rosh Tevis of V'chayiv Adam Lahashlim HaParsha Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. That's Ve'ele Shemos. V'chayiv Adam Lahashlim HaParsha Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Of course, that's not the real source of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. The source is Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Amar Huna Bar Yudah Marav Amrav Ami Li'olam Yashlim Adam Parshios Matzibur Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. A person is supposed to complete the Parsha with the Tzibur Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum Afilu Ataros V'divon Shekolam Mashlim Parshios V'matzibur Ma'arichin Lo Yamim V'shnosam. It's a skula for Arichus Yamim V'shanim to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Rabbi Bar Abaye Savar Lashlemin L'Parshay Dekul Shasim Aliyam Dekaburi. Then the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Bar Abaye wanted to finish all the Parshios on Erev Yom Kippur. In the end of the day, it's better to do it each and every week, even though there may be a makeup date, but it's better to do it each and every week on time. Now, the basis, or where it came from, what generation this takana was made of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Pei Hei Sif Beis that when Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking Kriyas HaTorah, he was also misaking that everyone should do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, which means that yes, it's a takana derabanan, but like a really early takana derabanan, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was a rabbi also, so he made takanos, and this is one of the takanos of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. And the reason Dafka three times of the Shnayim Mikra and one time Targum, the Tzlach explains in Maseches Brachos, is so that you won't forget it, because Hachuta Meshulash Lobe Meheri Yenatek, that Shichcha will not affect a person as much if he chazers three times. And the Sefer Chemdas Yamim, he writes in the name of Rishonim that they were misaking to read Dafka twice Mikra and one time Targum, because the Torah was given three times, one time in Har Sinai, second time in Al Moed, and the third time in Mishnah Torah, Be'er Heitev. So since the third time was Be'er Heitev at Mishnah Torah, that's why we understand it really well the third time. That's why we do the Targum in a way that we understand it in a deeper level, or we're able to, whether you do Rashi or Targum, they have a deeper understanding than the Shnayim Mikra. And since it was the Shivim Lashon don't have any Kedusha, only Lashon HaKodesh, and then there's a little bit of Kedusha but Targum, so we chose the Targum of the Torah. Now, why is it that we read Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum? What are we trying to accomplish with Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum? I believe there are three possibilities. The Divrei Chamudos and Brachos on the bottom of the Rosh Nos Mem Aleph writes that Besefer Evan Ozer Laharavon Kasav Shu Keneged Shnayim Akorim VeEchad Mitargem, that it corresponds to the two people who are up by the Torah and one person who is Mitargem from the Torah. Pirash Madani Yamto Shnirli Kavanoso Hakorei VaHashat VaGimel Shu HaMitorgeman. They have an Ola, a Balkore, that's the Shnayim Mikra corresponding to the Ola and the Balkore, who are both reading from the Torah. The Ola also has to read from the Torah together with the Balkore. And you have someone being mitargim, so therefore we do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. What he seems to be saying is that, and the Beis Yosef elaborates on this in Siman Reish Pei Hei, in the name of the Ravan, that the whole din to be Mashlim Parshei Yosef Matzibur is only if you live in a place where there's no minyan and you're actually not going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So as a zecher to, or a replacement of Kriyas HaTorah, we do something that mimics Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, similar to the idea that if a person is not going to be able to daven with a minyan, so you're mechavin to the Shah Shatzibur Korin, Shatzibur Mispalim, you wait for the time that the Tzibur is davens, and then you daven wherever you are at the same time that the Tzibur is davening. So same thing with Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. So this is the Ravan, that since Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum with the Tzibur is like a, it's just like Tefillah B'Shah Shatzibur Mispalim Bo, so it's naturally he's going to hold that you have to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum only when you're not together with the Tzibur, because then the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is like your replacement punishment for Kriyas HaTorah. And throughout most of my life, when we read that Ravan, when would that ever happen, that a person is not going to be hearing Kriyas HaTorah together with the Tzibur, and that they have to do, but that was an opportune time to do Shnayim Mechavecha Targum, when we had all of those months where we were davening alone at home, right, in the place of Kriyas HaTorah, to be Yotzei Lishita Saravan. You have to do Shnayim Mechavecha Targum anyway, so it seemed like a perfect time to do Shnayim Mechavecha Targum in the place of where we would normally have Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos in Brachas Tav Chesam Alf and the Rush in the first paragraph of Maseches Brachas in the name of Yesh Mefarshim say Lav Davka Targum. It could be Lo Azos Belaz, any translation that's like Targum. Targum is for Amei Aretz who don't know Lashon Hakodesh. So Hu Adin Laaz for those who understand Laaz, whatever language it is. Sounds like from Tosfos and the Rush that the reason for the Takana is to know the Parsha. That the reason for the Takana is not to reenact what's going on in the shul. The Rush is Cholek Ladina on this Yesh Mefarshim, but for a different reason, not because he also have a different purpose. So it's clear from Tosfos and the Rush that you need to understand what it says in the Torah through the Targum. So that leaves a little bit of room for interpretation. What in fact is the purpose of the Shnayim Mekravecha Targum? Is it that it's like a sniff L'Kriyas HaTorah, or is it like a sniff for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Meaning, is it an offshoot of Kriyas HaTorah or an offshoot of Talmud Torah? Let me explain. It could be that Shnayim Mekravecha Targum is to prepare oneself for Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur so that you're able to understand B'Shas HaKriya. And that's like Talmud Torah B'Rabim, right? It's like Danny said, favorite sefer is Chumash, because once you do Shnayim Mekravecha Targum, Kriyas HaTorah is more meaningful to you because you now understand Kriyas HaTorah. So it could be that was the point, that's why they made Shnayim Mekravecha Targum, to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah. Or it could be that Shnayim Mekravecha Targum is a program within Talmud Torah. That yes, so we have a lot of freedom in terms of how we do Talmud Torah, but there's also some guidance that we're given in how to do Talmud Torah. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Meaning there are some parameters of our Talmud Torah, and maybe this was a takana of how to learn Chumash, that a person should go through the Chumash every year, that it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Could be from Lashon the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds. Shulchan Aruch writes, Afal bishadim shomea kol haTorah kula kol Shabbos b'tzibur chayiv likros la'atzmo b'kol shavua parshas oso ha'shavua shnayim mikravecha targum. That's not from the Lashon of the Gemara, that's from the Lashon of the Rambam. And it sounds from the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch that the whole purpose of shnayim mikravecha targum is that it starts off with Avol bi, that you hear Kriyas HaTorah with the Tzibur, sounds like it's part of Kriyas HaTorah. He's associating it with Kriyas HaTorah. From the Rambam, certainly, the Rambam mentions Shnayim Mekravecha Targum in the parak that he deals with Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year and Kriyas HaTorah of the Moadim. He does not bring it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He brings in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. It's not 100% muchrach that necessarily means it's associated, it's a kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, or it's associated with Kriyas HaTorah, because as Rav Asher Weiss points out, that the Rambam very often will bring a halacha in a particular location, not because that's the yesod hadin, but because that's where it comes up. Meaning, Shnayim Mekravecha Targum is something that you do along with the Tzibur Leining. So that's when it happens to come up. That's in proximity to, it may not be a reflection of the Yesod Hadin. But there is this other possibility that it's based on Talmud Torah, not a Hachana for Kriyas HaTorah. Chazal were Koveya, that everyone should learn Chumash the whole year. And even though there's a mitzvah of Kiyum Talmud Torah, whatever you learn, whenever you learn, Chazal were Koveya, Shnayim Mekravecha Targum, to make sure that you learn the entirety of Chumash each and every year, and this is how to do it. Similar to, like we said, of Yishalish Adam Shnos of Shlush Mikra, Shlush B'Mishnah, Shlush B'Targum, or similar to the Gemara at the very end of the Megillah, of Maseches Megillah, that were Dorshim Ben Yonah Shal Yom on the different Yom Tovim, and so Parsha Shavua is like an Inyana Diyoma, and that's Mashma from the Levush. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes in Sim Resh Pei Esif Beis that Shnayim Mekravecha Targum is Nitkina, says the Levush, Kedei Sheyei Baki B'Torah, so that you'll be a greater expert in Torah. Sounds like it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that brings us to our Shaila. What about Shnayim Mekravecha Targum Bihirhur, that you're only hearing it and you're not actually saying it? So Rav Sturmbach in the Tshuva and Tshuvas Van Hagos Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin Gimel discusses Shnayim Mekravecha Targum Mitoch Sefer Torah, reading it from the Sefer Torah, and what maila there is in doing so Al Pi Kabbalah. But then at the end of that Tshuva, where he's talking about doing Shnayim Mekravecha Targum from the Sefer Torah, he writes, V'hinei L'chora Pashut T'Targum Unkel Asarich Likro B'Pi dafka veloma speak behirhur. That's Targumunculus. You have to say, read it with your mouth. Not enough to just think the Targumunculus. Ulafiza ulai gam kishlomid Rashi le Targumadin kain. And therefore, maybe since it's pashut to me that that's true when it comes to reading Targum, it's possible that when you're doing Rashi for Shnaya Mikra, you also cannot just have hirhur, the hirhur of divrei Rashi. You have to actually say it. Sheish lahotzi bepel lotzis chove Shnaya Mikra vechatagum velomatzasi davar. He says, I haven't seen any discussion in the poskim about this. And he says, but v'yesh l'chalek. It could be sh'Rashi have a perish or mol nami balpeh. It could be that Rashi is a perish and therefore it works balpeh, whereas Targum is kipshuto and is b'makom mikra omeid, and therefore Targum requires that you say it out. So what he's taking as a given is that the Shnayim Mikra, you certainly have to read from a Chumash, and that you cannot be Yotzei the Shnayim Mikra just by hearing it. The question is the Echad Targum. So he suggests that maybe there's room to argue that hearing Rashi is good enough, hearing Targum is not good enough. So it all depends which way you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. What's this Talayan? Maybe it's Talayan, our Chakira. That if it's Ke'en Kriyas HaTorah with a Maturgaman, so in the Chori you have to do a Balpeh, not just be hearer. If you say like that Shita, that it's to replace Kriyas HaTorah, or to reenact Kriyas HaTorah, whatever it is, so it has to be like the Torgaman. But if it's a Chiv Midin Talmud Torah, so L'chora, it's good enough to do be hearer. The Gra writes in Simon Mem Zayin, Siv Gimel, that one is Yotze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Filu, Behirhur. It comes up in Simon Mem Zayin in Arachayim, where we discuss the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, that one does not say a Birchas HaTorah for Hirhur, because there's no Maisa in Hirhur, but there's certainly a Kiyum Mitzvah, says the Gra, of Talmud Torah. And then afterwards I found in the Shiurei Arav, in Simon Mem Dalid, that Rav Soloveitchik discusses the basis of the Minag, or the nature of the Minag that they had, Miyamei Kedem, to read the Targum Bebeis HaKnesses at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. Why did they read the Targum? Was it in order to understand the Mikra? Or maybe that's also a din, there's a din in reading those words of Targum, not just a practical matter of allowing people to understand. And he's mechalik between Targum Shel Torah, which has a nusach, and hearing the actual Targum is important, that it's Dum Yodah Torah Atzma, and Targum Shel Navi, where it's just basically to be able to understand better. Ayin Sham. But the Rabbi Ganak writes over there in footnote 123, Vihine Nistapakti Legabi Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. Rabbi Ganak writes in that context that he's not sure. What about Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? Itzarich Lomer HaTargum B'peh Ulashmi Ala Oznav Odesagi B'mahar B'libo. Do you need to actually say the Targum, or is it good enough to just be Mahar B'libo? Dekivet the Targum Avitor Shval Peh Lotzarich Lomer Peh Shein Kan Kiksava Shiv Kikmo Mikra. After all, it's Torah Shval Peh, so why should you have to what would be the problem in saying it? You don't need to say it Val Peh. You don't need to say B'peh, because there's nothing you're reading it from. V'nei l'chorim ha-targum v'yashayim mikvech targum v'vusas al musag shal targum b'kriyas ha-torah shal beis ha-knesses. But if the targum is based on the targum in beis ha-knesses, u'kativ Rabbeinu Baruch l'chorim nidoneinu im yotze bir atolim achlokz rashi v'tosas shevi Rabbeinu. So then it's going to turn out that this issue, whether yotze bihirur, is totally in achlokz rashi and tosos. Ichal din kriya al etzem ha-targum. Oh, the din of Havana Mi'almuhu. What is the din of Targum? Is it a din of Kriya, or is it a din of Havana? If it's a din of Kriya, then not good enough to just listen to it and be Maharer. But if it's a din of Havana, so as long as you're paying attention and you understand it, that that's going to be it's going to be good enough. Di chaldin kriya al targum atzmo im kein tzorch lom pel l'shmil ha'azno avi chaldin kriya al targum ilo chaldin kriya al targum v'kitei she'avinu ha'am leval. It's just to understand v'avik din torah shval peh im kein yotze gam bihirhur. So Rabbi Ganak concludes v'sha'alti yasididi ha'gratz shechter shlita v'amar li, said he asked of shechter, and he told him de l'chora yotze ha'targum bihirhur. Now l'chora with the targum one can be yotze with hirhur. Ulam Reisi Sheshalu Sagrach Kanievsky Shlita Binyanza. He said, but I saw that they also asked Ruchaim Kanievsky the same Shaila, Va'amar Shetzarach Lomar Bipeh, Kadeshi Ashmiya Li Aznav. They and Rav Chaim thought that you have to say it pepeh, and loud enough that you could even hear it to be mashmiya la'aznav. So as it turns out, there are three sheet. Everyone seems to agree that when it comes to the mikra, that when it comes to the chumash, you got to read the chumash. When it comes to the targum, can be yotze by listening to Rashi, it seems, or to the targum, it seems that there are three shittos in very contemporary achronim. Rav Shechter thought that you can be yotze behirur, the way Rav Ignak reports it. You have on the opposite extreme, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that you absolutely cannot be yotze. And in the middle, Rav Sternbach says it depends what you who suggests perhaps that it depends what you're using for targum. If you're using targum unklos, then you have to then here is not good enough. But if you're using Rashi, then hearing it and therefore being yotze behirur is good enough. I sent my son Daniel over to Rav Shechter and the NCSY Kollel to ask Rav Shechter this shaila, and he said about using the app, and he said you're definitely not yotze shnayim mikra that way. But he did suggest that if someone is not already doing shnayim mikra, that it's a good way to sort of ease him into it. That if a person needs to, he feels that shnayim mikra is too overwhelming. He's not going, for whatever reason, he's not going to have time to do it. So usually you find that if you give a person a little bit of something, he's going to want more. That that works that way in learning a lot. A lot of times, you know, people ask, what's the value of the daf yomi if you're not going to remember? I find that if people are learners, they're going to learn more. So if they commit to Talmud Torah every day, no matter how much they get out of daf yomi, now all of a sudden they're learning mishnayos when they have a 5-minute break, or they're learning something. When people are, you give them a taste of learning, it's so delicious, people want more learning. So Rav Shechter suggested that that's a good way to start. Meaning, I'm not going to be yotze anyway. Might as well just listen to what Mike Frances has to say instead of listening to the old daf. Nah, that's silly. Obviously, you want to ease a person into the fulfillment of this takana derabanan that, according to some of the achronim, is a takana keduma from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay.